You know, how long ago was it that I was reading what I thought to be kind of a personal diary-like blog that you...
I write.
Weren't you kind of writing something every now and then?
Well, I blog. I used to blog every day. Now I blog every couple of weeks, and it's sometimes it's very personal.
Yeah.
It depends on what it's about. I've written personal things about a lot of subjects.
And it's just plain old janefonda.com.
Janefonda.com.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was asking, people out there, and I really, I think it's, you're one of the most alive in the moment classic people I know. I mean,
I resisted blogging for a long time because I thought it will keep me from being alive in the moment, but it actually makes it easier.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're, I mean, it's just. I was about to read this thing before. I was expecting to talk to Harvey Keitel first.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this New Yorker piece that was written about you. Does that ring a bell?
Hilton Isles?
Maybe.
Quite a while ago.
Was it?
Yeah, maybe 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We already talked about this at Santa Barbara, but I guess I got to ask you again because we're... here we are, Queen Jane approximately.
Hmm.
Written by Hilton Isles.
Hilton.
Correct, exactly. Right on the money. I just hadn't seen it. You told me that the legendary scene that everybody has spoken about in youth is something you guys did pretty much all day.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much par for the course, I guess, with anything if you're doing just one scene. Was it one take? Was it one of those things?
No. Oh, he shot it every which way, every angle.
Hmm.
He had us doing it many different ways.
Hmm.
You know, the first time we did it the way we had supposed it was to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, now, it was like he was like a conductor, now bring it down,
hmm.
now bring it up. You know.
Right. The thing was that you couldn't, you had to kind of just go for it right away because there's no time to develop it. So so the tone of it, I presume that you agreed with Paolo Sorrentino that it had to be just bam, right in there and, you know.
Well, that's how it's written.
Yeah.
You know, but as I said, there were takes that he had us doing it more sotto voce.
Right.
And sometimes he had us ratchet it up, and now he's put it kind of all together.
Right. Okay.
And one can debate it or not, but he knows what he wants, and you just do what he tells you.
He's quite the maestro.
Exactly, perfect word for him. He's a maestro.
Yeah.
And music is, I mean, it's very explicit in youth, but right. You know, Il Divo is, you know, there's just music all through his movie. He really uses it.
Mm-hmm. And that moment when you have kind of darker hair, that was a wig, I didn't realize. He told me at the party.
In the airplane, you mean?
The scene on the outdoor
hillside?
Scene.
Oh, they're all wigs.
They're all wigs.
Yeah.
Okay.
They made me the blonde wig, which was meant to look like a wig, the way Sophia Loren's wigs look like wigs.
Right.
He specifically said that to me.
Mm.
And then... they made another wig. When that blonde wig comes off on the airplane, I have a gray wig underneath.
This is a totally personal question that I've never even asked a doctor of. Why is it that people, when they get to be a certain age, I'm presuming because you're very health conscious, as I've always said, why do people's eyes start to get reddish when you get older? Yours are not reddish, oddly, curiously. You know
I
what
have
I'm
no
saying?
Idea.
There's a little kind of a bloodshot thing that happens. I've noticed it with Redford. I've noticed it with Charlotte Rampling the other night. And I'm just kind of starting to ask myself, why does that happen?
I have no idea. One thing I do notice is, you know, the expression roomy eyes, like rhume.
Yeah.
Roomy eyes.
Right.
When you get older, your eyes water. It's because they're dry.
Uh-huh.
So your eyes tear up to moisturize your eyes.
Okay.
When you get older, that is very true with me. It's a pain.
Doesn't like shiatsu massages. I was about to do one of those things.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe she doesn't know you well enough.
No, that was, it's like, you know, you have to be cautious. So you're an iPhone person, and you have a six, regular six.
It's not a six.
Oh,
it's a smaller one.
Okay.
Yeah. I always had a BlackBerry.
Mm-hmm.
When someone said get an iPhone, I said no way. I'm addicted to my BlackBerry.
Sure. Yeah.
But then my I have osteoarthritis, and it, you know, the BlackBerry caused it to flare up.
When did that kick in?
I would say 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And so, you know, I got this because I can write with one finger. I don't have to bend my thumb.
Okay.
That's the only reason I have it. Otherwise, I would have stayed with the BlackBerry. Although I guess they don't even make them anymore. I don't know.
That director of me and Earl and the Dying Girl, he was really levitating after meeting you.
I love that movie. Did you see it?
I saw it in Sundance.
Yeah, me too. That's where I saw it too. No, I didn't. No. I saw it here.
Okay. Do you go to Sundance just to go to it?
I went.
Sometimes?
Lily Tomlin and I were being interviewed for Women in Film at the very, on a Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And then on Friday, her film Grandma was coming
yes.
out. So I said, say, let's, don't fly in and fly out and fly back. Let's just stay the whole week. I've never done this ever. And let's just chill together.
Mm-hmm.
And be... and kind of see as many movies. Well, she couldn't see as many as I could because she was promoting Grandma, but I saw 18 films. I loved
it. Good
I mean,
for you, man.
I'd like to do it again this year if I can. It's in January, right?
Yes.
I want to try to do it again. I loved it. I saw a lot of films. But I missed that one who won.
I mean, the best I can do, you know, 10 days, 9 days is like three a day at
yeah.
best.
Otherwise your brain...
Yeah.
Can't take it in, and you don't really give it a good chance.
Yeah.
It's true. I used to go to three movies a day in the movie theaters.
I really am impressed by that. I noticed Bill Hurt up there one time, just going to movies, you know, not promoting anything, just wanted to be
yeah.
there.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
They're not always movie actors, but, you know, there's a whole members of Sundance that buy the whole package.
Sure.
And then you could go into any, you know, the problem is...
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know which movies to go to. You can't tell. You know, I could have seen Brooklyn, I could have seen Me, Earl, I could have seen a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the buzz. I missed out on some good ones, but I saw a lot that were really interesting.
What's your one or two, what are your regimens workout-wise? Or
workout-wise?
Just regular exercise-wise. What do you do?
Well, it depends on... I haven't done anything for about 6 months because I hurt my hip in Cannes. I have no idea how it happened. But usually what I do is I live in the hills and I walk the hills. I walk for about an hour.
Yeah.
I do resistance training at home. I have bands, you know, those bands that you can attach to the wall and you pull in various ways for upper body strength. And then I do... stretching, yoga, swimming. I just do it slowly.
And dietary, did you indulge on anything, or are you very fairly strict with yourself?
I was always pretty strict. I don't usually, if I'm working, I will not eat after 4. I eat a big breakfast, and then I'll eat a big lunch, and then I don't eat anymore. And I kind of stay. But for some reason lately, I can eat more and not put on weight. I don't know why. My metabolism has changed,
which
is supposed to be the opposite when you get older.
Right. You know, you were told this repeatedly about what you should eat, how you should eat, and so on. But for whatever reason, sometimes it doesn't sink in unless, for whatever, you know, like Albert Brooks happened to mention to me during an interview, don't eat after 9, he said. And this is like the brand new thing, don't eat after 4. I hadn't heard that ever.
Well,
but that's
it works for me.
Right.
I go to bed very early.
I'll
fight for sleep. I have to get at least 8 hours sleep.
Okay.
And sometimes 9 hours.
So no Bill Maher on HBO. Well, you can...
When I'm not working, it's different.
Yeah.
I mean, I can go to bed late and then I just sleep late.
Right.
But when I'm working, I'll go to bed. I could be in bed and asleep at 9 o'clock if I have to get up at 5. So I don't really miss having dinner.
Mm.
My boyfriend is a big dinner eater. So he just eats without me. But he's used to that.
Yeah. Are you, like, happy? 2 minutes. Are you happy? Are you enthused about watching any of your pre-Cataloo films?
Pre-Cataloo.
60 period adjustment, any of that stuff? Chapman Report. I happen to run into Chapman. That's why I'm saying it. I just happen to run into it. High Def, a good print of it. I hadn't seen it. I know that was.
I'd be scared.
It was. But I just you don't, as a rule, watch your own stuff, right?
No, but I've been. You know, I'd like to see Barefoot in the Park again. I'd like to see Cataloo again, actually.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's great to be able to see them look so great on there. Do you have a streaming thing?
I do, yeah.
I mean, it looks wonderful, doesn't it?
I mean, do we love Apple TV? Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
You never have to leave home. Although I do like going to movie theaters.
Me too.
I do.
It's a Roku box also.
Don't have that.
Same deal, just
more
thing. Amazon, you know. Has
Well, maybe we do have it because we have Amazon. Is Amazon not on Apple?
To my knowledge, it isn't. But then again, they just came out with a brand new one, so maybe. But
it's hard to keep up.
Yeah. You got any new movies coming up? Or
I'm supposed to do a movie with Redford.
Really? What's that one?
It's called Their Souls at Night or Our Souls at Night. It's a beautiful story that we're trying to finish the negotiations with Netflix.
And they're the
dragging
producer.
Out.
Okay.
It's being dragged out. We wanted to go February, March. I don't know if we can now. We might go next September.
Based on a
book. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Lovely story.
Did you happen to
see that he's producing?
Okay.
And starring in.
All right. Well, I look for much forward to that. Did you happen to see Truth, by any chance?
I've seen nothing because I just wrapped 2 days ago the TV series.
Right.
So I look forward to seeing everything because I will. I'm a Girl Scout.
Yeah.
I vote, so I see everything.
Right. Good seeing you.
Good to see you again. Don't forget your little appareil.
Do you mind if I take it? Oh, yes, thank you for reminding me about this.